So the song Limousine off the new record, that's one of the best songs on the record, I think.
Oh, thank you.
It's such a powerful – the story behind it makes it so powerful. The little girl getting killed by the drunk driver or whatever. Were you connected to that story at all, like to the family involved, or was it just a story you saw in the news?
I wasn't personally, but I have strong feelings about the issue. Mm. I have more than one friend who's had a serious struggle with alcoholism at relatively young age in their life. You know, when someone decides it's a problem they have and they need to go, and they need professional help with it at before they're 25, I think that's a bit of a scary thing, and also a commendable thing for them to be concerned or aware of at so young of an age. But I think the abuse of alcohol is something that is taken pretty lightly in our country, especially by younger people. But the big thing to me is the way it's romanticized in music, especially in this scene, in like this indie scene where, I don't know, like if you get a guitar and you're some kind of kid that can write a lyric and you have a bottle of wine and, suddenly you have like some kind of cred, you know, because you can like turn a phrase and you can drink. I know that sounds kind of like weird or, you know, maybe you don't know what I'm talking about, but it's true. There's like this stigma attached to it that it just never made any sense to me. I don't know. Yeah, so regardless of any of that, the story was enough on its own to kind of strike a chord in me, regardless of my feelings about anything outside of it. But there was a 6-year-old girl who was returning from a wedding on Long Island, which is about, you know, on a road that was about maybe a mile and a half from my house. And it was late that night, and there were two limousines following each other, and the younger girl was in the front limousine, and her mother and family were in the rear limousine. And some kid, you know, some like Long Island overprivileged, you know, white kid, you know, had a fight with his girlfriend, decided he would go like tie one on, and he got in his SUV and like got on the exit ramp of a highway and was just booking down the wrong side of the highway. And didn't even see this limousine coming at him. Didn't hit the brakes. Just hit him head on. And the girl, Katie Flynn, she was decapitated. And the limo driver was killed instantly. And the limousine that was behind the first limousine stopped. And the mother got out. And she ran to see if she could find her daughter. And she found her daughter's head laying in the middle of the highway. So she picked it up. And she sat on the side of the curb with their daughter's head in her lap while the rescue workers cut her daughter's body out of the limo. And she got on TV about a day after that and explained the story, you know, in detail to the public. And I know people that drank and drove that week, you know. I know, I don't see an excuse for that.
Right.
And I don't believe in capital punishment, but if that kid died, I would have no problem with it, you know? It's just, that doesn't need to be happening. There's enough bad things happen in life that are, like, beyond our control for things that are within our control to go on like that. So I can't play that song by myself, I don't think, unfortunately. I would. Oh, maybe I can. You want me to try it? Like, I've been interested to try it, actually. It's not going to sound as like... Because on the record, I actually think at one part there's actually explosions like happening, which was the idea of our friend Mike, who's like the sixth member of our band who doesn't come on tour with us, but he's like our best friend, and you know, he's always been involved in the band. He always helps us with engineering and producing. And you know, one night he calls me up at like 3 a.m. and he's like, dude, I can't sleep. And he's like this Italian Long Island kid. He's not even a kid. He's like married with kids and stuff. And he's all like, you got to come over. You got to come over. I got an idea. I'm like, all right, Mike, whatever. I'll come over. So I go over to his house at 3:30. And that was his idea. He's like, I got explosions on Limousine. So I'm like, all right, play it for me. And he had them turned up so loud, right, like in the mix, that when it happened, that was all you could hear. Like, there was no music going on. It was just like these explosions that he'd found, you know, somewhere. And so I told him that we could keep them. He just had to, like, get it and, you know, make it musical, I guess. But, okay, sad story, funny story. Okay, so this goes like this.